Well, I hope it's certainly clear that God loves you, and we're certainly glad you're here. You're joining me on Mark and Friends on the Tuesday edition. It's January 31st, 2012. Wow, it's the last day of January. We're going to be into February tomorrow, everyone. Can you believe it? And I don't know if you're like me, but boy, only in Illinois. Now, our Indiana listeners, I guess this is somewhat the same for you guys over across the border, but this variance in weather, I mean, one day it's snowing and storming and icy, and the next day they're saying, hey, it might be 50 degrees. So I don't know about you, but I'm already itching for the springtime. But be aware, it's Illinois. We're going to probably have some major snowstorms, some below temperature, wind chill factor is going to come back, and we're all going to be miserable. But we serve a good God, and he's going to lead us through it all. And let's just enjoy the weather while we can and enjoy his handiwork and just the things that he'll bring across our paths today. Because if you pray today, Lord, order my steps and allow me to walk in cadence with your Spirit's leading, watch out, because he desires to work in and through you. And I pray something that's said and shared today, either during this time or in the coming hours, will encourage you to surrender to him and to allow him to effectively press kingdom influence, power, and authority into your realm, because we all have that ability to be the hands and arms and the mindset of God as a living representative of his kingdom. And you're an ambassador today, and I hope that you've allowed the Lord Jesus to disciple you this morning. Well, in the studio with me is somebody that loves to disciple his congregation, those around him. He loves to introduce people to Jesus. He loves God's word. He's been preaching in this area for about 23 years. He's married to lovely Sarah. He has two sons and a daughter-in-law. He serves as a senior pastor at the Windsor Road Christian Church, right there on Windsor Road, kind of near Windsor and Scottsdale. He served, as I mentioned, for 23 years. Pastor Randy, we've crossed paths with many functions in the area, many Christian events. You're a member of the Pinnacle Forum, so about once a month I meet up with you. I know a lot of members at your church. They love that you preach and teach God's word, that you have a passion for helping disciple people, lead them towards that greater relationship with God. You've been effectively preaching for a number of years, and you're involved in a forum that's coming this next Monday, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But for some of our listeners that have maybe never met up with you or heard just how passionate you are on teaching God's word and proclaiming the truth that the scriptures hold, give us some snapshots into your life, like how you came to this area and some of your training and background.
Sure. Thanks for having me here, Mark. Well, I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm the middle of three boys, Robbie, Randy, Ricky.
Ah, right. Middle children. I'm a middle child.
That's right.
And a shout out to middle children because, in the pecking order, I'm a typical middle child, being the firstborn, not the youngest. And they say there's certain things about middle children. So whenever I meet a middle child, I'm always just encouraged. So, okay, middle child. What was your two brothers' names?
Rob and Rick.
Okay, so they had that R theme going on in your family.
That's right. Yeah, and everybody still lives in Tulsa, but I moved to Cincinnati to go to Cincinnati Christian University for college and for graduate school, and that's when I met Sarah, my beautiful wife, and I graduated May 4th, 1984, and we got married May 5th, 1984.
Now, was Sarah at college? Was she attending the seminary also? And
that's correct, Mark. Yeah, we attended class together, and she's a church music major, so that's where she got her bachelor's degree. Then we had a ministry outside of Cincinnati in a town called Harrison, Ohio, and those were my student ministry, associate ministry days. And then as I was finishing graduate school, I knew I wanted to preach and was called to preach in pulpit ministry. And so we started, sending out resumes and sermon tapes, and the Lord led us here to this wonderful church family at Windsor Road. And our older son, Ben, was 8 months old when we moved here.
Wow.
He's a 23-year-old man now and has a beautiful wife. And then we have a younger son, Brandon. He's 19 and is in college. And so God has just blessed me so much with a wonderful wife and two godly sons, and just being able to grow old together with a congregation and allow me to have a family and to be here for this time. So My problems are good problems.
Well, this calling to preach, maybe that was defined or clarified through seminary, but was that something as a child you envisioned you would be doing, or was there a calling on your life early on? Like, what brought you to that point where you knew you needed to follow the Lord Jesus?
Yeah, I guess my calling, I would describe it in three words: desire, opportunity, and ability. And that began to incubate, I guess, in my soul, I would say, as early as when I was a sophomore in high school. And so I had a great church family and a great youth minister that really nurtured that. And in high school, I went to a college prep school, and they required an internship for graduation. And so for my internship, I was at my home church, and that just even confirmed that. So I knew when I was in high school that I wanted to be a preacher. So that's been a great gift, too, to know where I'm supposed to be and what I'm, at least know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So, and was that somewhat similar for Sarah, too? She felt a calling on her life, or loved worship, or loved music, and that's kind of...
She's got a beautiful voice, and she's very gifted musically, and her heart, she's just a lover of people. And she teaches English as a second language for Urbana Adult Ed, and her students just absolutely love her. And she's just a delightful woman of God, and I'm very blessed.
Radiates the love of God to those around her. And
to me, to everyone, yeah.
I'm thinking we have a cross-section of listeners. I mean, some that are maybe far from the Lord or maybe hostile to the gospel, to senior seasoned saints that just love listening to Christian radio and growing. But for that person that's like, what do you mean you felt a calling on your life, or God was leading you towards this, or you had a heart to share or to preach and teach God's word? Like, to somebody, they're like, in their minds, and I have a close friend that tunes in every so often, and he sometimes thinks, oh, you Christians, you're delusional. There's no such thing as a God or this afterlife. What helped you wrestle with that, or just know that God existed and then kind of surrendered to that calling?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I think for me, I began to ask, is Christianity true? And what is truth and claims of Christ? And I began to explore, you know, why we believe what we believe. Mm-hmm. And I have come to the conclusion that what biblical Christianity teaches about God, about the world, about the human condition, about our needs, Jesus Christ in his death and burial and resurrection, what he says is true. I'm not doing too well on that.
That's a great question.
We're getting into the field of apologetics here. So I'm getting into an ocean. So I guess for me, I was convinced that what Jesus has to say about reality and what he says about this world, about the human condition, about how we are wired is truth. Let me put it this way. The reason why I became a Christian is because I grew up with a mom and a dad who loved the Lord, and their heritage was passed on to me. And it became my own when I started asking questions like, well, who is Jesus and what are his claims? And does what he says about this world and the next world and the condition, the human condition, and who he is and what he's done, and the evidence about his life and death and burial and resurrection, does that conform to reality? And I came to the conclusion that, yes, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And, Mark, I believe that he who rises from the dead gets to make the rules. So my faith is built on the historical death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I became a Christian. Why I became a pastor has to do with my calling. And I didn't have, there was no skywriting, for me. I just focus on these words, desire, opportunity, and ability. And in a way, my calling to ministry is probably not a whole lot different than someone else's calling, either to teach or to practice law or to be in construction. God has gifted us. Work is, and vocations, that's part of what God has created. And so my calling, the words that make up my calling, probably wouldn't be too much different than someone else. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, totally. And then the ability, you got training, you sought after other counsels, other counsel,
right.
Other people to assist, to navigate you through, and then just your heart for people. I mean, it's one thing to just deliver a message because
sure.
you prepare a message, but
sure.
you have a real tenderness towards people coming to know God,
absolutely.
Experiencing His love, to find the freedom that they can have in Christ,
right.
and then to provide truth that brings conviction and change and then helps people kind of wrestle through heartache and pain and suffering, because as I said many times on the morning program, just because you come to Christ doesn't mean your checkbook starts balancing and
correct.
Pain and suffering goes away, but we do have a companion. Almighty God will come alongside us and carry us and assist, and then sometimes some of that heartache isn't always answered on this side of heaven.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are some unknowns, but we serve a God of the known, and it seems like preaching and teaching about that is something that God's not only given you a desire to do or the opportunity to do, but the ability to do, which allows me to talk about a special forum that you're a part of that's coming to our area next Monday, February 6th. It's an all-day. It's basically about 9 to 3:30.
Yes.
There'll be lunch provided. There's a cost, but you're excited to be a part of this because it's going to really help pastors, help those that proclaim God's word to be equipped and challenged and informed and taught. So tell us a little about this preaching forum.
Yes. Urbana Theological Seminary is a wonderful seminary at the heart of the university, and I'm privileged to be one of the adjunct instructors there in the field of pastoral ministries, preaching. And so next Monday, Urbana is hosting, as a part of their Provisions for Pastors program, a forum on preaching. And this is just a day of learning. Don Sanukian, who is the chairman of the preaching department at Talbot Theological Seminary, will be presenting. And he is going to help us in the area of clarity, clarity in preaching and teaching. He's going to help the listeners stay with us when we're preaching and teaching, helping listeners track us and track our train of thought and track the point that we're making so that they can stay with us when we are sharing message from Scripture.
You might get a kick out of this, but I'm planning on attending. In fact, as soon as we're done with this program, I'm going to be registering. But
right.
I thought, obviously, this is tailored or kind of the focus is for pastors, but this could be lay leaders. This could be even Sunday school teachers, people that want to deliver a message, maybe public speakers, because the content or the principles will carry over. And I think those that have tuned in for any length of time, you know, I kind of tend to be all over the place and I derail many people with either questions that are so overly loaded or I get on a tangent discussion and I'm thinking, you know, I'm excited to learn to, like you said, to be able to bring greater clarity to a message or to keep the listener or those you're speaking to attentive or what you're saying compelling.
Correct.
And so tell us a little more about it and how people can register and get involved.
Well, you can register at Urbana Theological Seminary and you can access the seminary online at urbanaseminary.org. urbanaseminary.org. And the day will begin at 9 o'clock, and Don's going to be sharing several sessions on just principles of clarity, helping the listener just stay with us. And we're going to be having lunch together. I'm going to get the privilege of just kind of sharing how I put together messages and kind of giving a little sample message and then have some Q&A. Also, Bob Smart, who is pastor at Christ Church in Bloomington, Illinois, is going to be presenting as well and doing some Q&A. I think it's just going to be a great day for some sharpening, and there'll be a wonderful time of fellowship. Yes, it's going to be geared, as you said, toward pastors or those in pulpit ministry. At the same time, the principles that Don's going to be talking about apply to teaching anyone who is presenting. There are really, really effective lessons in terms of helping the listener follow you all the way from beginning to end. And Don is excellent.
You have some background with Don because he's mentored you and taught you over the years.
Yes, he was my go-to teacher in my doctoral program up at Trinity International University. And I would just call him the most formative teacher of preaching that I've experienced to date.
Yeah, you were saying that our community may not realize how gifted this individual is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that you would highly recommend maybe some of our listeners to say, you know, Pastor Jones, Pastor Smith, you need to go to this. It's only, I think, like $18, and then it covers the lunch. So let me throw down the gauntlet to some of our listeners. Get a hold of your pastor today. This event is next Monday. Make arrangements for him to have the morning and the early afternoon off. It's basically 9 to 3:30. The cost is only $18, but you're going to benefit as one of the members in his congregation to send him to learn, to develop, to grow. I think this is something that the Urbana Seminary wants to do on a yearly basis. This is kind of their kickoff.
Yes, absolutely. This is the first forum on preaching that has been sponsored by the seminary, and hopefully, prayerfully, we'll be able to have one each year and have someone just as gifted as Don come in each year on an annual basis just to sharpen the preacher. Every Sunday, the minister needs to have a word for the congregation. And someone once said that preaching is like delivering a baby on Sunday and then finding out on Monday that you're pregnant. So, so every week, and it's a rigorous craft and a gift from the Lord, and we want to try to take it seriously because we take the Word of God seriously, and we want to present it with relevance and with accuracy and with clarity.
In case you just tuned in, I have Pastor Randy Boltinghouse in the studio with me. We're talking about the preaching forum that's coming to our area next Monday, February 6th. It runs from 9 to 3:30, and we're talking about how this can be a tool, an event that we can really equip and help your pastor. And so if you missed part of today's broadcast, we invite you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the archived programs page so you can hear the full interview. The morning program, Mark and Friends, re-airs in the evening, so if you want to get a hold of your pastor this afternoon, tell them to tune in tonight at 7:32 p.m. Central Time to one of our four frequencies, and they can hear all about this preaching forum. Now, that's a special preaching forum being held at Meadowbrook.
Meadowbrook Community Church, Pastor Ron Strack is lead pastor there, and so they've been gracious enough to host this event, and it's from 9 o'clock till 3:30.
And that's next Monday, February 6th. Is there a phone number for people to call for more information?
Yes, it's the Urbana Seminary phone number. It's 365-9005, 365-9005. That's the seminary phone number. And we'd like to know who is coming by Friday, February 3rd. That way we can have an appropriate number of lunches ready. So,
all right. So once again, that's a special preaching forum, and it's next Monday, February 6th at Meadowbrook Church in West Champaign. And if you need more information, you can call
217-365-9005, 365-9005.
Or you can log on to the Urbana Seminary at urbanaseminary.org.
That's right.
And you can register online. We would highly recommend this for your pastor, for those of you that maybe teach Sunday school or present or want to be more effective in delivering a kingdom message to those listeners that you're maybe influencing for kingdom purposes, or maybe you're a part of a civic organization, follow the Lord Jesus, and you want to just be better at it. This would be a good equipping forum for you to join us. In our closing couple minutes, Pastor Randy, being a pastor, the weight, the burden, the calling, all those kind of merge. I mean, you're excited to share and deliver a message, but it's not always easy. So I would ask you a couple things. What keeps you going week after week? Because many people know when you're on the front lines for the kingdom, there's always opposition, there's frustration, there's almost demonic activity to thwart, derail, frustrate you. So I guess I'd ask, how can we pray for you and the pastors in our area? And then what keeps you going? What makes you tick? So we as members of our church, our congregations, can figure out ways to encourage our pastor or to fortify him.
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. The gospel keeps me going. The gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, and he died so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised. Mm. And the gospel, I've never outgrown my need for the gospel. Sometimes people get the impression that just learning the gospel is just the ABCs of Christianity, but it's not. It's the A to Z to Christianity. And so
that sanctifying process is a lifelong journey.
It's a lifelong process, and I depend on the gospel every day and the truth that Jesus Christ has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Christianity is not about moral reformation. Mm-hmm. Christianity is about resurrection. And so that's what keeps me energized. Mm-hmm. And so I would just follow up with that to just pray for me and pray for just my co-pastors in the field, that they stay true to the gospel and that their lives reflect the gospel, and that really we would just get out of the way when we preach God's truth and let God speak through us, and may we say nothing that God doesn't want said and everything that he wants said.
Be proclaimed clearly and with clarity. And if you're a pastor and you're tuned in this morning, I would encourage you to sign up for next Monday's gathering. It's called the Preaching Forum. It's being held at Meadowbrook Church in West Champaign. It runs from 9 to 3:30. There is a cost. I think it's $18, which includes lunch. Yeah. And it's going to be a wonderful time to bring clarity and effectiveness to your preaching. And we would hope you would join other pastors from throughout the area for this great event next Monday. If you need more information, you can call the Urbana Seminary at
365-9005. 365-9005. And you can get online at urbanaseminary.org. urbanaseminary.org.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.